This is Fresh Air. Soprano saxophonist Jane Ira Bloom recorded her first album 10 years ago while she was still a student at Yale. It was a set of quiet duets. More recently, she was invited by NASA to write music inspired by the launching and landing of the space shuttle Discovery in September. Jazz critic Evan Whitehead has a review of Bloom's latest album. He says she's become adept at combining intimate ballads with high-tech resources.
When Jane Ira Bloom recorded her first album in 1978, she was obviously a player full of promise. Young players don't always live up to that promise, but Bloom's sixth album, Slalom, on the Columbia label, confirms that she's grown into one of the premier soprano saxophonists in jazz. She's always had an engagingly lean and sleek approach to the straight and stubby soprano, a style that seems inspired by the cool sopranoist Steve Lacy and the spare Wayne Shorter, and by the folkiness of Ornette Coleman and the restraint of Miles Davis. But she had some tricks of her own. Here's Bloom on her composition, Mighty Lights. Soprano sounds a hair odd there, like it needs to clear its throat. That's because these days she may play her saxophone through electronic devices that respond to her movement while she plays. On her 1987 LP, Modern Drama, Bloom sounded overwhelmed by these gizmos. They obscured her sound more than they enhanced it. On the new album, she uses them most of the time, but more discreetly and effectively. Listen to Jane Ira Bloom on her Blues on Mars. On her earliest records, Jane Ira Bloom showed a typical young player's failing. Her ballads sounded a little remote and intellectualized. But the two standards on her new album marked the matured Bloom as an outstanding ballad player, probably the best around on soprano. Like other great ballad interpreters, she sounds affecting just playing a melody straight, keeping the meaning of a lyric in mind. As a rule, she uses very little vibrato, so when she does lean on a note, it carries real force. Here's Bloom on George and Ira Gershwin's I Loves You, Porgy. Thank you. close colleagues in her quartet are all longtime collaborators. Pianist Fred Hirsch, a sensitive ballad player who's increasingly comfortable on more forceful material. The little-known but excellent bassist Kent McLaughlin. And a drummer who knows how to listen, Tom Rainey. Together and separately, they played with Bloom long enough to give her the empathetic but understated support that lets her play her best. Bloom's less is more aesthetic, her lean vibrato and spare use of electronics, remind us that in jazz, minimalism takes many forms.
Kevin Whitehead is a regular contributor to Downbeat and Cadence. He reviewed Jane Ira Bloom's new album, Slalom, on the Columbia label. This is Fresh Air.